Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to SwingersLifestyleTalkRadio.com, where each week we stimulate, update, and educate you on every aspect of the swingers lifestyle. I'm Clark Ashton, your host, along with my beautiful, hot, sexy, voluptuous wife and co-host, Cindy Ashton. Cindy, how you feeling tonight, babe?
I am feisty tonight.
Feisty?
Feisty. Horny.
Well, is it horny or is it feisty?
A little bit of both. If I hear the doorbell ring, I'm running. You'll be on your own, Clark.
I don't want to be on my own for very long.
I would never do that to you.
Not the way you're looking tonight. Holy shit. Okay. Listen, folks, you're tuned to the number one swinger lifestyle talk radio show worldwide where we talk about it. Real swingers with real answers. Yes, for the next hour, callers from around the world will discuss every aspect of the swinging lifestyle, including personal experiences, activities, relationships, boundaries, events, clubs, do's and don'ts, and yes, sexual products, sexual fantasies, good health, and more. And of course, we're going to talk about sex between one or more people. That's right. And there is a warning, folks. This show contains sexually explicit language and subjects of an adult nature only. If you are under the age of 18, goddammit, get off this fucking stereo station. Right?
Stereo
now.
Station.
Yes, it's stereo. Can you tell?
Stereo.
There, you've been warned. We do not endorse anything for those under the age of 18 and highly recommend you leave this fucking website immediately because we have spies watching you. That's right.
Fucking.
Well, this is a live broadcast where every type of swinging and sexual topic you can imagine is discussed. The best part is that you, yes, you, the listener, can anonymously call in with your questions and comments on our toll-free lines anytime during the show. And folks, this is the only show we know of in Swingerland on this planet that allows people to call in toll-free and talk about their swinging lifestyle. Whether you have questions or whether you have comments and opinions, please call us. Here's the number. Get your pen ready. Call us toll-free. That number is 1-888-228-4494. 1-888-228-4494. And it's also on the website you just visited to get to this station. Now, we do have to say that this show is for everyone, from new people who are just curious about swinging lifestyle to long-term, very experienced people. So we want to tell you that whether you're just dating, whether you're very experienced, long-time veteran, whether you're a couple, maybe you're single, you're married, you're not married, gay, lesbian, so maybe you could, maybe you're even a transvestite. I don't know. It doesn't matter to us because we're very open-minded, and open-minded is the word around here. There are hundreds of different levels within the so-called swinging lifestyle, and we'll talk about it all. No questions off limits. And yes, we can say the word fuck online. Oh, that feels so damn good to say that word. Because we're not regulated by the FCC, so we can talk about it. So here we go. Callers, don't forget. Here's the number, 1-888-228-4494. And this week's topic is communicating with your partner, part two. Communicating with your partner, part two. So we need to talk about communication, don't we?
Communication? I thought that was a girl thing.
Well, you know, communicating with girls is one of those things that we all have to work on.
Yes.
But, you know, guys, you know, we gotta dig in our heels, too, and work on it as well. Last week, it was the same topic, communicating with your partner, but it was part one, and we dove deep into the waters of communication. Communication between partners. Now,
huge.
Before we get into this hot and heavy, Cindy, tell me, how's your week been going?
Well,
be honest. Now, don't lie to me.
I always have good weeks, but this one was extremely busy and exciting. I got a new sexy hairdo, which I think I would even like kind of do myself. I'm excited about it. It's
do yourself.
I would. Like if I saw me, I might do me.
Yeah, I think I would. Yeah.
And let's see, what else did I do? I danced my ass off on Friday and Saturday night.
Yes.
I had a mind-blowing orgasm on Sunday night. Well, let's
revisit
that.
Was I there? Yeah, that's right. I was there. Yeah, I remember. Yep. Okay.
Yeah, you were kind of instrumental in that. Thank you, baby. Pretty much, I think I had orgasms every night this week, but Sunday was off the charts, and let me think. Last night was not too bad either.
Yeah?
As orgasms go, yeah. It was awesome. And want to know what's really exciting? We booked our rooms and flights to Swing Fest in Miami. Those dates are October 23rd and 24th. And then...
Big time.
Oh, my God. I am so excited.
Yes.
And guess where we're going after that, babe?
Where?
We're going to Key West for Fantasy Fest.
Fantasy Fest? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
How many of you out there are going to Fantasy Fest? Raise your hand.
I have two hands up.
Tonight that are going to Fantasy Fest. That's the wildest fucking party on the planet, I think. Except... You know what? Swing Fest, though, last year had over 12,000 people there. Biggest swinger party in the world in Miami. And they're going to do it again this year in October. And we're going to be there. We're actually going to be doing some live broadcasts.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We're looking forward to that big time. So.
Clark and Cindy in the house.
Absolutely. Can't wait. Naked, baby. Oh, and by the way, did I mention that Cindy and I are... Actually, I'm staring at Cindy tonight, and she's naked as hell. And, well, actually, we're both naked because we decided tonight to do the show in the nude because it just enhances that. So, folks, we just want to give you a little bit of a visual. I know you're going to have to use your imagination. But we are sitting here staring at each other. And holy shit, you should see what I'm looking at, boys.
He's been looking at this for a long time, and I'm just thrilled that he can still say that.
God.
Yeah, baby.
So anyway, back to business.
Back to business. Well, so overall, I think it's been a pretty magnificent week. And so, Clark, how was your week?
Well, it was good. I think it was as good as you because, Sunday I escorted like you.
You are a escorter, baby. Love that about you.
But I am looking forward to our trips. In fact, we're having Jason Gene on the show next week. Jason Gene is... the CEO of Swing Fest, which last year had, as I mentioned before, over 12,000 people. So we're going to have him on the show and talk to him about some things. So make sure you mark your calendar for next week for that interview. Can't wait to talk to him. He has a lot of stuff going on, folks, TV shows and everything else. The swinger population around the world is growing leaps and bounds, folks. If you haven't noticed lately, there are estimated to be over 100 million swingers or professed swingers around the world. So
that gives us options.
Yes, it does. So now let's talk about this all-important topic of communicating with your partner, because I know over the week we've had lots of emails and people have contacted us and said we loved the show last week, but we want to talk more in depth about this whole communication thing because, there's lots of different levels of that. But callers, now don't be shy. I want to mention this number again. I want you to call in. We've got some things going on. So we're going to have some giveaways a little bit later, some free giveaways. But callers, call us at 1-888-228-4494, and don't be shy, folks. So now, remember, last week we broke this subject of communication into three distinct areas. One, we talked about communicating before you actually have your swing experience or before you meet a new couple or a group. Number two, we talked about communicating during the swing experience, perhaps talking to each other during sex with others, the same room, et cetera, that kind of thing. And number three, communicating after you've actually had sex with others or been with other folks at a club or a party, et cetera. So just as a review, Cindy, we talked about how the man is usually the first to research swinging and bring up the subject. So Cindy, what was the most important factors about that initial conversation with a man to a woman? And we've got a caller here we're going to take in just a minute, but I want you to really talk about that, Cindy, first.
Well, I think first and foremost, I think the couples have to be very close and very open in their relationship. I mean, you got to talk about this stuff. I mean, this doesn't just happen. You have to talk about it. Sex has to be, let's see, on a scale of, excuse me, 1 to 10, definitely above a 6. I would say a 7 or an 8 and above. And not looking to replace one another, you know, just looking for some new adventure. I mean, it's fun. It's like, talk about it, you know, have great sex, but then go, well, what's your fantasy? Like, what would you be interested in? I think the first opening statement about swinging must be in a setting where the woman is very comfortable, secure. Maybe after some great sex, maybe a drink. You know, it doesn't have to be, don't have to be totally buzzed, but obviously a little buzz might help. And extremely satisfied.
So you don't want to, like, get her, like, completely drunk and waste?
No. You know what, honey? And I think early on, Clark, I think I did that, and it didn't work. You know, my best orgasms are when either completely sober or, you know, maybe a glass of wine. You know, that kind of relaxes me after a long day.
Yeah.
But I think the man could suggest and, you know, maybe ask, have you ever been attracted to a woman or ever had an experience?
Yeah, bisexuality is huge in the swinger lifestyle, especially among women. It doesn't.
Yeah.
It's not a. You know, a requirement,
no.
But it's, I would say probably 50% or more, 60%
yeah.
of the women are probably bi or bi curious somewhere in that neighborhood.
Yeah, and you don't want to be off balance. You know, you
yeah.
don't want to be like totally the girl just wants to be with the girl, because that is way,
yeah.
that's not fun. But, you know, for me, from early on, I always thought women were beautiful. I mean, I respected my body. I thought my body was good.
Yeah, your body's good, all right.
Oh,
so what else can we do? Give us another suggestion.
Because
I'm a guy, you know, most of the time.
Well, you know, you could ask to watch some really good high-quality porno videos together.
Yeah.
Maybe go to a nice upscale strip club together. I'll
yeah.
tell you what, that is hot. And I'll tell you what, when you're at that strip club and the girls that are dancing, when the women are into it,
yeah.
very
yeah.
hot.
So these are ways to kind of wade in the water, like, really soft with
yeah.
them, and kind of talk about, break your innocence. Well,
yeah.
those are great, great things. We got to get to this caller, though. We got
okay.
Lance
let's
on line, too. Lance, big guy, let's hear it, man. Bring it on.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How
hi,
are you
Lance.
Tonight?
You're not bad.
Not bad. Lance, what part of the country are you from?
I'm actually in Canada, Alberta.
Alberta, Canada. Oh.
Yeah.
Cool. Now, is it cold up there yet?
Snowing?
No, actually, it's like really hot here today.
Oh, we love that
great.
For you.
Great. Well, Lance, just a couple of questions here real quick, and we just want to ask you, on a scale of 1 to 10, with 0 being not swinging at all and 10 being a full-blown, very experienced swinger, where do you fall, would you say?
10.
10? Oh. Well, we have somebody
lamb.
Who's... we have an experienced man. And tell us, are you married or single or in a relationship or anything?
Married.
He's married? Okay, great. Well, listen, what can we help you with tonight?
Open marriage. How do you guys feel about that?
Open marriage. How do we feel? Like, okay, so help us out here just a little bit. When you say open marriage, are you talking about what level? Like, can you just go out and be with anybody without your partner? Can you have to be with your partner or explain that to us?
Both. With or without.
Both. Yeah. Well, what do you think, Cindy? I you know, my take on open marriage is pretty open. But actually what we found is, you know, I don't know, how long you been married, Lance?
It'll be 11 years October.
11 years in October, okay. So you two are both swingers. You've swung in the past together, right?
Yeah,
okay. So you both are pretty open. Now, do you guys swing? Do you have sexual relationships outside of your marriage? Like, in other words, you don't have to be together when you're having sex?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you can swing on your own. You can go have sex, and your partner's okay with that, right?
Oh, yeah. Like, it's great. Like, marriage's never been better.
Well, that's good. Now, this is interesting, Sydney, because, you know, this is a level of swinging that takes on an individuality of a different animal, different color, because
I agree.
When you talk about open marriages, what you're talking about is you take swinging to that higher level almost as if you were single. The freedom factor goes way, way high on that. But let's ask you, Lance, how's it working for you?
Oh, it works great.
Works out great.
Really great.
Well, tell us what you like most about it.
Oh, I like most. I can see other people, and nobody gets jealous. Like, we don't get jealous. We always come home to each other every night.
Yeah. So do you usually hook up with people that are swingers or anybody?
I just hook up with whoever wants to.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So, and your wife's okay with that, right?
Oh, yeah, like 100%. Yeah.
And
okay,
And she does the same thing?
Yeah, she does the same thing.
Yeah. And let me ask you something. How is the sex life between you and her?
Oh, it's never been better. Like, ever since we started this, it's, like, even great. It's more than since we first got married. Like, it's great.
Yeah. It's interesting. Well, you know, that, folks, this highlights the fact, this is a perfect example of how there are no boundaries unless there are boundaries that you set. And when we talk about the communication here, we're talking about, you know, when you've got an understanding with somebody about something. I mean, Cindy, we know a couple that's lived together for 12 years married, and they haven't had sex in 12 years.
Right.
And they have affairs and relationships. They live in the same house. They have separate bedrooms, and they bring people home. It's crazy as the real world would look at it, but they get along great. They have a big business. They have a lot of money. They have everything's in place, kids, children, and all that, and they don't want to break that up. So, Lance, tell us, what do you not like about what you're doing, if there is anything?
There's actually nothing I like about it because she's home every night. She doesn't get mad, doesn't get upset. And it's the same with me and her. So.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's good. That's good. Yeah. So, anything we can help you with tonight? What could we tell you?
No, I just want to tell you that I think it's great the way it's going. And just mind you, we keep kind of hush-hush with family. So,
he
doesn't come home.
Well, absolutely.
We always go out to them.
Yeah. Well, that's true. We discretion and part of the lifestyle is very private, and most people in the lifestyle, you know, have a secretive way of communicating with one another to keep it under wraps, and
my family doesn't know. My family doesn't know about, but her family, her sisters, are all okay with it. So.
Oh.
Yeah,
that's kind of cool.
It is. It's interesting. We were with some folks this weekend at a party, and
I was going to bring that up, Clark.
We're going to bring that up. Yeah, and his 30-year-old son and his wife were swingers. So here it was in the family. They were together partying at the club, and everybody was happy, and it was very, very interesting. So
that was interesting because I was wondering, like, was somebody going to say, "How was your mom? Like, did your mom rock?" Or, you know. I thought that was a little off for me.
Well,
a little weird, but you know, it's all good.
Yeah,
it all works.
Not saying my mom knew about it; she would shun me. But her family knows about it.
Yeah,
and with her sisters, it's okay.
Well, that's kind of cool. Well, where does she fall in the sister group? Is she youngest, middle, oldest?
My wife, she is the older sister.
Older sister. So, do the sisters swing, or are they just accepting of it?
No, they just accept what we do,
Yeah.
which is kind of cool
for me. I think that's awesome.
So let me ask you this, Lance, do you go to swing clubs up there in Canada?
No, we haven't been yet, but we're planning on going to one. We want to try going to one.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna talk about that on another show, but I was just curious. And let me ask you one other question. Are you online on any swinger online dating sites or anything like that?
No, we're actually me and her on actually a BDSM site is what we're on.
Okay. So you're on a date, you're kind of on a swinger dating, is that a website up there?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, yeah. Well, good. Well, let's see. I'm trying to think of, I remember that name from somewhere. Cindy, are you familiar with that name, that site?
What's the name of it? Say it again.
Say it again, Lance?
It's called Fet Life is what we're on.
Oh, okay.
No.
F-E-T Life, yeah.
Not familiar here in the States with that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's across all of North America. It is down in the States, too.
Well, great. Well, listen, Lance, we've enjoyed your call. We're going to have to move on here to the next segment of our show. We appreciate you calling. But stay on the line, or not stay on the line, but stay on the station, because you have won a special giveaway, which we're going to talk about in just a moment. Hang loose. We want you to send us an email. We're going to explain this to you in just a minute. So now we'll go, Lance. And let's give it up to Lance. All right,
Lance.
Thank you, Lance.
Okay.
Cindy.
Yes,
Cindy.
Dear. Yes, dear.
Canada.
Look,
wow.
Look.
Oh, my God. Don't show me those nipples.
Sorry.
Nipples. Can't concentrate.
Yeah.
So, folks, let's see here. We're going to talk about, you know what? I'm going to pick up where you left off.
What, Clark?
you broke my conversation.
Sorry.
With so now, just talking about how you decide to experiment around a little bit.
Yeah.
You know? Go to the next level, which is actually meeting people.
Yeah.
Meeting others in an environment for a sexual encounter. You know, there are many ways in which this can happen. But first, there are some details we have to talk about to communicate before we actually meet. But here, before we get into that, I want to talk about how people meet. And we've got a whole show on this, but for right now, these swinging websites, there's lots of different websites on the net, right? I mean,
they're awesome.
We've been on a few.
Awesome.
We are on some now.
We
and
are.
The station's getting on lots of them because our popularity is growing.
Mm-hmm.
But you know something, Cindy? There are lots of swinger dating websites out there to choose from, right? I mean, they're growing because there's a lot of swingers in the world, and it's getting bigger and bigger. But you know something? There's one that I personally love out of all of the swinger websites that I've
seen. I know which one it is.
Yeah, and that's taboolifestyle.com. That's TABULIFESTYLE.com. You know what? This site has everything. I'm telling you, the thing I like about this site the most is that there are thousands of real singles and couples profiles. And the thing I like about it the most is you can jump around in this website really well. I mean, it's easy. There's pictures. There's emails, there's much, much more, and it's so easy to ground. For me, it's easy to
tits
click
and ass.
It up. Huh?
Tits and ass.
Tits and ass. I mean, everywhere you look.
Clark, you don't
anyway,
like tits and ass.
tonight, exclusively for our listeners tonight, Taboo Lifestyle is going to give away some free memberships. That's right. Listen up, folks. Get your pen ready. You're going to have to write this down. I mean, this is a hell of a deal. All the listeners tonight on the show will receive a 60-day full access pass promotion to TabooLifestyle.com. Now, to receive this, you must first log in to Taboo Lifestyle in the next 24 hours, okay, to receive the free 60 days. It's a full access pass for 60 full days. Now, listeners that are new to Taboo Lifestyle must create a new profile under their referred by their member, and they're going to put in Swingers Talk Radio during the registration. Now, even existing members can get this special. All you have to do is send an email to Taboo Support, and they'll hook you up and say that you heard this on Swingers Talk Radio. It's that simple. Now, listen up, folks. All right? Here's a deal you won't find anywhere else. It gets even much better. All right? All the listeners who call in tonight, if you call in during the next 10 minutes of this show, you're going to receive 1 year full access pass to Taboo Lifestyle. That's right, fucking A. 1 whole year. Can you believe that, Cindy?
Fucking A.
All you got to do is call in the show and give us your first name, all right? Well, you don't have to
email
talk
us
about anything. But here's the thing. You've got to go one step further. You've got to send us an email to the station, all right, and give us your information, and we'll get back in touch with you and give you that free year lifestyle, okay? So, Taboo Lifestyle, enhance your lifestyle experience. Go there by clicking on the banner at the front of our website. Don't wait. There are people looking for you right now. TabooLifestyle.com. Go there and get your free one-year membership. And you know what? Taboo Lifestyle is sure to have everything you're looking for in the adult personal site for sexually liberated swinging couples and singles, built by swingers for swingers. I love that stupid little beautiful hot sexy website. There you have it. All right, listen, we are going to take a break. We're going to be back in just a few minutes, so hang tight. We're going to talk about it, baby. We'll see you in just a few moments.
In our Constitution, the Founding Fathers laid a path to an economy that should have kept Americans free and prosperous. How we the people were tricked off that path into a world of debt and deception reads like one of the great mystery novels of all time. American Free Press compares author Ellen Brown's new book, Web of Debt, to an eye-opening thriller that will leave you feeling like Neo in the Matrix. In Web of Debt, the mysterious and often shocking origins of today's ultimate financial crisis are exposed, starting with its distant beginnings to its present disastrous climax, as the reader is shown that the way to restore America's true wealth has been with us all along. Please visit Ellen Brown's website, webofdebt.com, to see how America's money and future can become by and for the people once again.
Hi, this is Marco May, and you're listening to the number one internet radio network on the planet, bbsradio.com.
Hi, this is independent producer-composer Nelson Ortez. Looking to get away from the same old stuff you hear every day? Get a fresh new sound? The BBS Radio is where it's at. If it's not mainstream, it's on bbsradio.com.
Don't miss the book, Corporatism, which has been featured on the Alex Jones Show and which covers everything about the real force of social control called the New World Order. This group exists. It controls all the governments of the world, and it hides within international organizations like the IMF, the World Trade Organization, the World Health Organization, the World Bank, and others, all of which are not loyal to any one country, but are devoted to controlling and merging all of them through war and economics. Find out how they control the world through false flag terrorism, inflation economics, the business cycle, and through food contamination, war, vaccinations, television, and public education. You can find this book at Amazon.com or at antimatterradio.com.
They're starting to. Maybe they don't want to. But
well, he still has fans here, you know? This is for all the fans in Germany, actually. This is Senior Sieber calling. I don't need to tell who I am because everybody here knows it anyway. But there's German fans who really want to hear Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy show on bbsradio.com.
Well, hello, everybody. This is Sal Bellois. You're listening to BBS Radio, Los Angeles, California. You can hear my tunes right here, so listen up.
Mm-hmm. Hey, everybody. This is your new friend, Julio. And I'm talking to you because I like to listen to BBSRadio.com. I sneak over the border every day, and I go see my girlfriend. She got a computer. Come on now, sing it, girls.
Hello, this is Wesley Snipes, and when I'm divinely inspired and spiritually motivated, I listen to Dr. Fred Bell in the Health and Sciences Show on BBSRadio.com. Tune in or be tuned out.
We're back. It's Swingers Lifestyle Talk Radio, where we stimulate, update, and educate you on every aspect of the swingers lifestyle. Again, I'm Clark Ashton, and with my co-host Cindy Ashton, my beautiful, hot, sexy, horny. Is that right? Horny? Is that a good word to say?
Horny's right, honey.
Horny, horny wife. That's
nice
right.
Thing, horny.
She's also my girlfriend
mm-hmm.
and my friend and my.
I like that.
Whatever else it takes. So anyway, we're talking about communication, communicating with your partner, part two. And actually, we're probably going to move this into next week as well because we have so much information. But anyway, we talked about talking before you actually have sex. Now we're going to talk about during the sexual experience. Ooh, I'm telling you, this is going to get hot, baby. It's going to get hot. I'm telling you, what we're going to talk about here is going to just to be hot. So anyway, we're going to talk about boundaries a little bit. So when we're with people, and people are with people, and people are with people, and people are with other people, okay? What do you, the man, well, I'm talking to you guys out there here first, okay? What do you, the man, want to see your partner do or not do, okay? We're going to talk about boundaries because communication with each other about boundaries is huge. And folks, you've got to fucking be honest. If you're hiding some shit,
don't hide.
It will come to the surface sooner or later, baby.
Don't hide.
So when you get to talk about this boundaries thing, like what you like, what you don't like, get to specifics. You can't dance around the subject. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? Like you got to talk about things like, for example, kissing. Is kissing okay? I mean, there's lots of folks out there that just will not go into the kissing mode.
Funny.
And that's okay. You know, it's a Pretty Woman syndrome, the movie
yeah.
Pretty Woman.
Funny.
You know, Julia Roberts would not tongue, what's his name?
Richard Gere, I think it was.
Richard Gere. Yeah, because it was too intimate, right? Well, that's cool. I mean, just talk about it. All right. How about slow dancing? Is that okay? I mean, we're specifics. Hand jobs. Can you do a hand job? Is that okay? Blow job.
Love a blow job.
Blow job. Okay, yeah, but
sorry.
You know, these are boundary issues that people have to discuss.
I love a blow job.
And here's something, and folks, you're going to love this. You've got to talk about whether or not you're going to swallow or not swallow. All right? I'm talking about specifics here. You can't dance around the subject. You got to get into it, right? So you have to talk about things like bisexuality. How about intercourse? Are you going to actually have intercourse? You may not.
Aww.
It may be something you do later. And if you are you going to use condoms or are you not going to use condoms?
Condoms.
Well, some people don't really mind. Okay?
I know, but Cindy here. Cindy here. Condoms.
You're not a kind. I never wear a condom.
Not with you.
Okay.
Clark.
I didn't know what a condom was till.
Well, you do now.
Now I know. Anyway, whether you're, and trust me, folks, we promote safe sex hugely. It's
do it.
Ultimate. If
do
you're
it.
Not healthy in life, then you can't have a full life, folks, right?
Exactly.
You stay, so
be healthy.
So talk about specifics. How about receiving oral? How about whether or not your woman's going to let herself, her pussy, get ate by another guy? You got to talk about it. Is that going to bother you? Are you going to be all right with it? Is the woman going to be all right with it? Does she want it or not want it? How about anal? Let's talk about it. Hey, it's part of the deal, folks.
Clark,
you do anal. Hey, you know, maybe you want to do it with your partner only. Maybe you say, hey, I want everybody. It's no problem, all right?
Right,
no
that's problem. Right.
Maybe you're into pain. There's people that love to be whipped and chained and all those things. And, hey, that's totally cool, but you got to talk about it. Water sports. Hey, people say, what are water sports?
I want to learn more about water sports, Clark, because I'm Pisces, and I like water.
Pisces. You love water.
I love water.
You know, do you even know what we're talking about here, Sam?
No.
You don't know?
No.
We're not talking about going to white water or, you know, some water park like, you know, we're swimming and shit.
Oh, tell me about water sports. Can you just quick?
I would. Okay. I thought you knew all about it.
Oh, I'm excited about it.
Okay, tonight, when we get done, I'm going to show you what water sports.
Oh, my God. I think we might almost be done. I know we have 20 minutes left.
No, let me explain it first. I mean, I want to prepare you.
Look at this.
Folks,
can we go?
This is what communication is all about, okay? So we're going to talk about specifics.
Oh,
and you
I'm
and
excited.
I have talked about water sports before. Don't you remember? You know, you might have been, I think you were, was that like the second bottle of wine that night, maybe?
I'm sorry, baby. It could have been.
It must have been.
No doubt.
Anyway, water sports are, the big deal is when a lot of people like to be urinated on.
Oh.
Like to be peed on.
Oh, okay.
Body. Some people, they like to take it in their mouth. They like taste of urine. And they like the whole sensation. Okay, so that's short. And if you're into that kind of thing, hey, you just got to talk about it. Maybe you want to
talk about it, baby.
You know,
I'll talk to you about that later, Clark.
All right.
Okay.
So, and then you got to talk about whether you're going to have sex in the same room or not the same room, right? These are all areas that you have to discuss in specifics when you start, before you actually hook up with people, right? Because if you don't, guess what?
I don't know.
You're going to get your ass surprised.
Oh, we've been surprised, haven't we, Clark?
And, you know, sometimes a surprise is good, and sometimes a surprise is bad.
Exactly. We've had some surprises.
And we want to eliminate the fucking bad ones, right? Yeah. Okay.
And ladies, you know what? What are your boundaries? You know, you've got a husband, a boyfriend, you know. What are your boundaries, you know? Do you want to watch him slow dance with somebody? Do you want to watch him kiss passionately with somebody? Do you want to watch another woman give your man a hand job, a blow job? You know, what's the bisexual thing? You know, some guys like that, you know. Intercourse, can you watch your man, you know, have intercourse with somebody? Condoms, I'll tell you what, I'm a big proponent of condoms, but that's me. Anal, give, receive, you know, pain, do you like pain? water sports, what I just learned about. I don't think I like the water sports, babe, but that's me. You know, same room, different room. I'm a same room kind of girl. I like to watch. I mean, when I watch Clark getting off with another woman, I'll tell you what, I can put my hand on my... Uh-huh. And I tell you what, I can get off on that like nobody's porno. I've watched some great porno.
It really does it for you, doesn't it?
What?
I'm loving that. You know,
it might be a sick thing, but
I
don't want you in another room. I don't want to hear it. I want to see it.
I really love it when you love it when I love it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, tell me, you know, talk to me, baby.
Absolutely. Well, you know, all this, you know, just means that you have to have a starting place, you know, as a couple. You got to have a starting place where you talk about it. You have to be honest up front. You can change your boundary at any time down the road. Trust me, and you will probably in some form or fashion.
Oh,
nothing
truth.
Stays the same.
That is truth to that, baby. Truth.
But you got to be comfortable with each other, knowing what to expect while you're with others. That's
yes.
A key point.
Yep.
After 15 years, we've been doing this kind of thing.
You know my luck.
Yeah,
you know my luck.
There's things that you really just come out.
But I would never shut you down. You know, finish your pleasure. You know, I'm good, but when I'm ready to go, you always know. I don't ever shut it down.
Absolutely.
Because you can't do that. Don't do that to each other.
You know what I'm missing right now, Cindy?
What, baby?
I'm missing callers. Where are our callers? We're giving away free memberships to Taboo Lifestyle tonight, a year membership.
Yeah.
And callers, call us. We want to hear from you. It's 1-888-228-4494. Give us a call. And you know what? Relate. Maybe your first experience or how you communicated with your partner the first time or what you talked about. Or if you have a question, now's the time to call, folks. Don't be shy.
Yeah.
So let's get back to this. There are a few things to discuss and conclude upon during this phase before you meet with somebody. For instance, what type of partner is your man attracted to or not attracted to?
Right.
Perhaps, maybe your partner's looking for sex with a deaf mute midget or something. I don't know, you know.
You
may not ever know that. You know, you would never know that.
You would never know that.
Probably.
Yep.
And as crazy as it sounds, people don't talk about it. Maybe they're into six or seven people at a time.
Yeah.
Or maybe they just
a lot of fingers.
Maybe they just want to watch their partner have sex with someone else.
It's amazing.
There are people that want to have the women just have sex and watch.
Yeah.
There are all kinds of things, but you got to talk about it. I mean, don't laugh. There are fantasies in every direction. And that's the beauty of the swinging lifestyle, is that slowly but surely, if you communicate, sometimes you get to fulfill all those fantasies that you've thought about and dreamed about in your life in a very nice, safe environment if you do it right. You know, Cindy, there are so many different types of people in the world. We're going to talk about specifics here. Maybe we like certain size people. And these are communication points between partners. We like 6 foot eight
huge
women.
In your fucking dreams, Clark.
6 foot eight women. Hello, calling all 6 foot eight women.
Yeah,
but
email
maybe
Clark because he'll fly to you.
All right, you let it out of the bag, baby.
Sorry.
So be honest. Talk about those things. Sizes, colors, the color of eyes, maybe the kind of hair, the kind of tits you like, the kind of asses you like, personality, the kind of clothes that get you off, the kind of shoes. Hear that, women?
Shoes.
All those high heels.
Love shoes.
Oh, my God. We got enough to start a shoe store.
Well,
right?
we have a closet for shoes. We do have a closet for shoes, and the problem is what, Clark?
It's nothing.
No problem. See,
I love it.
The best.
Shoot City, baby, and you know what I'm talking about, folks. Okay. So, you know, when we first had our encounter, you know, what were some of the things, Cindy, that you know we talked about before? I mean, because people, you know, they might want to hear, you know, some of the things
early
that
on.
We,
Are you talking about early on? Okay. Because things have changed, but early on, let's say we decided that we would stay in the same room. We would not have full intercourse. Oral by both was, like, totally okay.
For that.
Yeah. Bisexuality, for me, was okay. In fact, since I've never been with a woman, I wanted to experience that. And, you know, it was our kind of our early talks that made it okay. I preferred not to swallow. And to this day, I'm still that way. Other than Clark, I mean, his taste, it's sweet. It's like...
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Nice to hear.
No anal with anybody else but Clark.
They're all hot.
Well, you know, because you know how to do it, baby. It's slow and, you know, I don't want to be ramrodded, so they say.
I'm the best fucking... Right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. But later we changed some of that. You know, we did. We kind of grew and talked.
I used to be gay. You know, I was gay for a lot of years.
Now he's a lesbian. So
yeah, and you know, I kind of grew out of that. It was a phase. You know, and I nothing against it, but now I'm more of a lesbian. You know. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Most of the guys can relate to me, guys. Get you? I know you can. So. All right. So those are all things that, and I appreciate you bringing those things up because, you know, I'd forgot in the early days there what we all agreed on because we've come a long way now. We've experimented.
See, guys do forget. Women never forget. We are great communicators.
Well, you know, women usually remember a whole hell of a lot more than the men, right, guys? I mean, we try, but, you know, it just slips right by.
And we do love to bring that up, don't we, baby?
Well, we do. And the guys never get tired of hearing about it.
I know. I'll tell you what, if any of you women out there could be married to Clark, yeah,
right.
For you.
I appreciate that. So now we've talked about what we're going to do before we actually get with people. And, you know, there's one thing that we haven't talked about, and that's actually how we're going to get going to meet with others. And actually in about, I think maybe not next week's show, but a week after that, we're going to talk about how we actually hook up with other people, all the options.
Yep.
But, you know, there are ways to hook up with people, to meet people in a lifestyle. And Cindy, tell me about it. I mean, the internet, we mentioned the internet thing, but how else can we do that?
Well, you know, you can meet through the internet dating sites.
Internet? What the hell's that?
I don't know. I'm pretty
have another sex. Have another wine, baby, okay? We'll have another drink. All right. Perfect.
Aww.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Ooh, that has some carbonation in it. Like that.
Shit. Tequila, maybe. Anyway, so we're going to meet through the internet. How else?
Maybe attending a swingers club.
Yeah.
You know, or maybe attending a house party. House parties are fun. You know, there's all kinds of different people.
Yeah.
Maybe a hotel party.
Yeah.
I think most people end up going to some type of environment where there's lots of options. You know, maybe a club, a party. This way you can observe and get your feet wet and, you know, enjoy the environment.
Yes. Well, there's lots of different options. But, you know, online internet dating has become the number one way, of course. And, you know, on our website we have some different options there. You can see that we tend to pride ourselves in offering the best websites to check out. Literally hundreds of thousands of people to connect with. And, of course, we talked about Taboo Lifestyle. We love those guys. We endorse them. And we really do want you to check them out. And we do want you tonight to take advantage of this free offer. So give us a call. We'll give you a year free, which most people wouldn't do. But so now that we've talked about the places, we've talked about communicating before we actually go, why don't we talk a little bit about what's going to happen during the swinging experience, how you communicate with one another during the actual experience. And we're going to talk about this a little bit here, and then we'll have to move on, okay? So
it's huge. That's a huge conversation.
You know, once you're there, I mean, how do you communicate about who you're attracted to and who you're not attracted to? Like, let's say you're at a swinger club or at a house party.
Well,
what happens?
I'll tell you, honey, we're 15 years in, so it's kind of easy, but if we're talking to the newest swingers, you know, we just decided that we would point out to each other which couples, you know, women and men, that we thought would be possible candidates and watch them. You know, then we decide whether we wanted to go up and speak to them. You know, maybe some small talk first, you know. Nothing, not too hot and heavy, you know, just... You know, how you guys doing, you know, that
so
kind of thing.
So you just didn't tackle somebody you liked? And
no, you don't tackle them. Don't tackle.
Okay.
Okay, first-time swingers, no tackling. That's not
good.
All
right.
We choose who. Either one of us would make the first move, you know.
So sometimes maybe you might talk to the girl or even the guy, or I might talk to the girl or talk to the guy.
Exactly.
And we would just kind of decide that based on how we're feeling, because somebody's got to break the ice.
Yeah,
right? Somebody's got to talk.
You know,
test them out.
What I think is kind of cool is when the guys kind of get along. That's kind of like a weird thing. Like sometimes the guys are all about the girls, but guess what, guys? Sometimes if you kind of mesh with the guys a little bit, it might, you know, that goes a long way. Do you agree?
Well, but guys, you know, traditionally in the lifestyle, the women kind of got to get along.
I know.
It's kind of a traditional thing.
Yeah, and that's cool.
Because guys are a little bit more, I would say, most of the time aggressive. They're not as emotionally connected. So the women typically, not always, but typically have got to kind of like each other. Doesn't mean they have to have sex together.
Exactly.
They don't have to be bisexual.
Exactly.
But they got to have a connection of some kind a little bit to get the ball rolling. Not always. But, you know, we found that sometimes all four get together and talk all at once.
Yep.
There's a connection, or there's an immediate turnoff. And if there's an immediate turnoff, you know, don't mess around. You know, don't worry about people's feelings. Just excuse yourself, right?
Yeah.
That's our policy. Just kind of move on, because it's kind of a waste of time, right? Yeah.
Well, you know, a lot of times people would just come up and start talking to us, which is kind of cool, you know, and... You know, we just kind of chat it up and see what's going on.
Yeah.
See if we're attracted to each other, you know, one or both.
So what happens when you're attracted to one but you're not attracted to the other one? What happens then? I mean, what do you do?
Well,
I mean,
you excuse yourself. You kind of chat it up, you know, between a couple.
If the chick is 6'8", okay, and I'm digging her and you're not liking the guy, do I have to, like, you know, pay the price because, you know, you don't want to have sex with the guy? I mean, what's up with that?
Sometimes you do, babe. Yeah.
Really?
Sometimes you do.
I'm glad you told me.
Yeah. I mean, if you're really feeling that, you know.
That sucks.
And sometimes, I'm not going to call it taking one for the team, because we don't do that.
Oh.
We've learned early on you don't take one for the team. But, I have seen some knockout killer, like... Jesus Christ, women. Then I go, I would love to watch Clark's.
It's ooh-hoo.
Yeah.
It's an oh God experience. You know, that's where that term came from. Oh God.
Yeah.
No orgasm. Oh God.
I saw it.
It's spiritual. It's like going to church.
Maybe I saw it. I remember
that's
seeing
where that.
That.
Came from.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to talk about that someday.
No,
too.
Been there, done that. But, it depends. I think it's a one-on-one case. If I am so totally turned off, I could wink at you or pinch you like really hard where you might get a bruise.
Yeah. So what we're saying is you got to communicate and say, you know what, we decided a long time ago, and other people can do whatever they want, but we found out that in most cases that when a couple, especially when you're beginning, starting out, you both have to be attracted to a couple to really make it work. And that's not a law, or it doesn't have to be that way. But
it's good. It's a good thing.
What happens is if one has a good experience, like say, Cindy, if you have a great experience,
yep,
and I have a really shitty experience,
I know, baby.
What happens is it throws a wrench in,
yes,
the thing a little bit. And
you better talk about it.
And until you emotionally get used to that,
yes,
because it takes a little while,
yep,
at some point you can get over that. I mean, you can say...
Can I interject here?
Well, of course.
This is important because I think women are more this way. We don't want to disappoint our men. So sometimes we'll take one for the team just to make sure that our men get what they want, you know.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
No, that is a bad thing, Clark. Clark,
yeah,
it's a very bad thing.
In other words, like you would take one for the team with a guy, and I'm with a 6'8" woman, I'm in
exactly
heaven.
Exactly. And you know what?
Ceiling.
If I could, like, throw him off the balcony and just watch what you got going on, I'd be all good. But
threesome.
Exactly.
Good.
But you don't...
Whole different topic, show.
But
different,
you don't want to... Well, especially because I'm Pisces, sorry. I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. So I will excuse myself, go in the bathroom and bawl, and hopefully you'll be done by the time I come out. You know, because that's happened, you know, and I hate to say it, but I'm bawling myself. I'm crying.
Oh, okay.
Crying. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, for all you girls out there.
Yeah.
Or ladies.
Yeah.
Women.
And, you know, that kind of stuff does happen, but...
I used to go in the bathroom and bawl a lot, too.
I know, baby.
I
hope you don't do that anymore.
Oh, I sit on the stool and say, fuck,
yeah,
you know.
I know. If I hear you,
tear me up, yeah, yeah.
I knock on the
this
door.
This is my emotional side sometimes. It just comes out. I can't help
it. So sweet.
Yeah, it's the feminine side of my personality.
Well, I think the point I'm trying to get across here is
I got some of that was gay a long time ago.
Oh, Jesus.
No. But anyway, no, not seriously.
No. Okay.
Okay.
Well, I think just the point is, you know, communicate. You don't have to, you know, that taking one for the team. Don't make a scene. Ladies, do not make a scene. You know, let your guy finish out, talk about it after, and move on from it. You know, make sure, don't do drama.
Yeah.
Drama doesn't work in the lifestyle.
It really,
you know?
It talk about it later.
Before.
Yeah,
yeah.
Talk about later.
Right,
you know, try to.
Before, during, and after.
Yeah.
Right.
Let
that scene work itself out. You know, excuse yourself. Go in the bathroom. If you have to cry, go ahead and do that. No, it's okay. No, really, it is. And
No. But that never happens. You know? It never happens. It might happen once.
It does happen.
All the time at the very
beginning. Well, it does happen once in a while, but do not make a drama scene.
Yeah.
Let it finish its, you know, play the scene out. And
everybody gets happy and it works out.
You know, again, go back to you guys are happy. You know, this is extracurricular.
Yeah. So, you know, sometimes we might even find singles that aren't together. She finds someone and I find someone that we're attracted to even though they're not together. It's very rare, but it's a possibility. I mean, we've tried this we've even tried this at vanilla non-sweet clubs.
We did. I got jumped
and
you got stumped.
You know, it's difficult until you have some experience, but, you know, you learn to work through all that, so.
Well.
So, yeah.
Go ahead. I'm done. Go ahead. Well, I was going to say, Clark's about the hottest guy I've ever met in my life, so, but.
I pay her well to say
no,
those.
No, honey, you so don't. You are hot.
Yeah. So, anyway, well, talking about communication during the actual swinging experience, you know, once you've decided on a couple or other people you're interested in, what kind of communication do you want to have with them before you engage in any sexual activities? Well, we're going to talk about that. We're going to pick up on that next week, actually, Cindy. I'm actually going to talk about that next week. So,
honey, there's so much more I want to talk about tonight.
Oh, I know. We've ran out of time. So
no way.
Yeah. So listen.
Email us.
Email us. Please email us. Send us an email, folks. We want to hear from you. You can blog us. You can Twitter us. Send us an email and get on our email list so we can remind you about the show each week so you can remember to tune in. So I want to remind you to tune in next week, Thursday evening, every Thursday evening from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, U.S. time. Next week, we're going to talk about communicating once again with your partner, part three, actually. Our guest host is going to be Jason Jean, the CEO of SwingFest, the world's largest swinger party. Last year, they had over 12,000 people. That's going to be coming up in October. And we're going to be there, baby, right? So, mark it on your calendar. Get this Thursday night show on your calendar every Thursday night. Tell everybody you know. Spread the word. Email all your friends tonight. Let them in on the best-kept secret in the swinging lifestyle. Because, folks, it's going to get nasty, and it's going to get fun. And tell us your opinions and questions. And remember, folks, laugh, love, learn, and live, my friends. Happy hunting. Talk to me, baby. We'll see you next week, folks.
Love y'all.